Maternal mortality rates in the U.S. were already higher than other wealthy countries before COVID-19 made things even worse. COVID is much more risky for pregnant people, and now new data from the Government Accountability Office show how much worse American mothers fare during the pandemic, especially those of color. My co-host Lauren Gilger spoke more about the data with Axios healthcare reporter Sabrina Moreno.
So even before the pandemic, maternal mortality was a pretty devastating issue in the United States. And the CDC recently released a report that talked about how even before the pandemic, more than 80% of those maternal deaths were preventable. And so what that means is that there are solutions to help this. But despite that, when you compare us to similarly wealthy countries, we have consistently had really high maternal mortality rates. And it's been highest for Black pregnant women who experience a mortality rate that, depending on where you are in the country, can be anywhere from 2 to 4 times higher than their white counterparts.
Yeah.
So that's what we were kind of seeing even before the pandemic began.
Right. Okay. So then COVID comes and it's unknown for a while, I remember, but it becomes clear not that long into the pandemic that it is more dangerous for pregnant people to get COVID. Tell us, you know, first of all, what were some of the risks? What did this look like for pregnant people?
So it could look like a lot of things. I think one, you touched on it just now, which was something we found out later. The CDC released that from January 2020 to December 2021, pregnant women were 5 times more likely to be admitted to an ICU than non-pregnant women. Wow. And pregnant people also had a much higher risk of developing severe illness than those who weren't pregnant. But this could look like even reduced access to services, and that could be public transportation. It could also be childcare challenges at a time when people like Hispanic women were more likely to be essential workers and unable to work from home. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you remember that earlier in the pandemic, you weren't really allowed to bring extra people with you to appointments. And so what does that look like when you don't have someone to look after your kid and you have to make that prenatal care appointment, right? And how are you going to kind of manage that? Then there's telehealth, which helped a lot of people during these times. But there were also folks who struggle and have struggled to have that internet access that would have provided that same level of care. And so what we saw and what also is mentioned in this report was how pregnant people were driving to places with free internet to access telehealth from their car. And so all of those are shifts that we saw in the pandemic that can influence, you know, those health outcomes and those maternal mortality rates.
So it wasn't just the inherent risks of getting COVID for somebody who is pregnant. It was also all of these ancillary things that made it harder to get kind of adequate health care, it sounds like, especially for certain populations.
Correct. And I'm sure you've heard this in exhaustive amount, but all of those issues that we saw even before the pandemic, you know, the role that poverty plays, insurance, type of employment that you have, all of those factors were exacerbated during the pandemic. And that's what I've heard a lot from researchers, from pregnant people themselves, that the pandemic just really shined a light on what can happen when these factors exist and when it's not immediately, there's not immediate solutions in front of us.
Yeah. So how did this bear out then? Like now that we can look back at the height of the pandemic and say, you know, this is what the numbers looked like in terms of maternal mortality, how bad did COVID make it?
So a really big part of this report talks about how Black pregnant women are experiencing a mortality rate 3 times higher than their white peers on a national scale. But overall, COVID contributed to a quarter of maternal deaths in the first 2 years of the pandemic.
Wow.
And for Hispanic women, often before the pandemic and for at least the past 14 to 15 years, Hispanic women actually had a lower maternal mortality rate than white women. Hmm. And for the first time, their maternal mortality rate exceeds the maternal mortality rate of white women. And they're also, Hispanic women are also the ones who face really high unemployment rates and face really high rates of illness in general. And so now we're kind of seeing what that looked like, but unfortunately not in real time, even though we knew that it was an issue.
Yeah. Have we seen these rates improve since then, do we know? Or is this something that is still being borne out?
I would say this is something that's still being borne out. We're definitely seeing maternal mortality rates climb. But as is with data and research, getting those numbers in real time can be difficult. And so it's very much kind of a hindsight where, you know, we were looking at this, and then when we get these findings, we might be months out or a year out. So it's, I think it's too soon to tell. And sometimes these things just take time to see what progress is being made.
Yeah. What's being done at this point to prevent them then? I mean, like, these are, as you say, like systemic issues in a lot of ways, not easy fixes.
As for what is being done now, the Black Maternal Health Caucus has put forth something that they call the Monobus Bill. And it's kind of a series of legislation to kind of address the maternal health crisis. And, you know, parts of it include making funding available to community organizations that are working to improve these outcomes, or study, you know, what are the risks facing pregnant and postpartum veterans, or the importance of diversifying the workforce, or improving data collection. And so there's a lot of layers to it, but that is something that is currently being put forth. And there's also efforts done on local and state levels to kind of be addressing this. So it's not that no one is doing anything, mm-hmm. and that we're kind of just letting this fly by. But I think there's definitely a push in Congress to kind of pass this on a federal level and have it be more robust legislation.
All right. That is Sabrina Moreno, healthcare reporter with Axios, joining us to talk more about this issue and her reporting on it. Sabrina, thank you for coming on and breaking down the numbers. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.